And we'd have on Sunday morning, because she'd pick those bones. And they sliced hard-boiled eggs on them, and they were good. But you made you drink a lot of water. So
you, I bet they did.
You get, and she loved those things. Oh. She said the Scotch had the best oatmeal.
You know, I had heard the Scots were very famous for their oats anyway, oatmeal, I think.
And they, I guess they all call them gruel or something over there. I don't know what you call it, but it's oatmeal with us.
Oh, let's see. Now,
not like this stuff you get now. I like oatmeal in the wintertime. I don't mind as tall, but it hadn't got that good oaty taste that those old time ones had.
And what about did you ever call that a wash pot a kettle or anything like that?
A what?
Kettle. A kettle.
Kettle. Oh yeah, something. Well, those iron stoves had an iron kettle came with it. Bowl of water for your tea and coffee. Had a top and a spout and everything to it.
And what kind of eating utensils would you usually have? Just a
what kind of what?
Eating utensils.
Oh, well, they had silver. As I say, Mama got 6 knives and 6 forks, but the spoons were different pattern and all like that. They didn't get them messed up like they did. Somebody gave her 6 spoons and 6 knives. She had some coin silver in hers too.
And someone washes the dishes, then she must do what to them? She does what after she washes them? She
just rinse them off.
And what do you usually call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes? You usually call that
a dishcloth.
And what about the one for drying the dishes? What do you usually call that?
A towel.
Dish
towel.
Let's see. What about the small square of terry cloth you might use to wash your face? What do you usually call that?
We call that a wash rag. Or a face cloth, they call it now, but it used to be wash rag.
Still wash rag to me.
Is that what you got?
The thing that you turn on the water pipe at the kitchen sink, what do you usually call that?
Faucet?
What if it's outside? What would you call it? Same thing or different word?
Well, the faucet. I'd call it a faucet. A hydrant, maybe. Hydrant, they used to call some of them hydrants.
let's see. What do you use? You might say it was so cold last night that our water pipes did what? They froze and what?
What'd you call them?
Let's see. I'll get you to kind of finish this sentence. You might say it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and
boys?
Let's see. What would you call the thing that would enable you to say, if you want to put some oil in your car, you might take something shaped like this and so you wouldn't spill it? You know what I mean?
Funnel.
You mentioned that you used to have a horse and buggy, sorry, with the friend on top. Did you ever hitch the horse up or anything like that?
Oh, Lord, no, I wouldn't go near one, scared death of them. My uncle kept real fiery horses, and he always had a pretty turnout.
What would you usually use to make the horses go faster? You'd have a what?
Whip. Buggy whip.
If you had, say, a wagon and 2 horses, what would you know have a name for the long wooden piece that would go between the 2 horses?